For All the World by Jean Granger. The Aisling Series, Book 1. Copyright 2023, Gold Harp Media. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form or by any electronic or mechanical means, including information storage and retrieval systems, without written permission from the author, except for the use of brief quotations in a book review. Audiobook copyright 2024, Gold Harp Media. Narrated by Gary Furlong, Siobhan Waring, and Jean Granger. To my wonderful readers, who have stuck by me all these years. Without you, I would not have this wonderful life, talking to people who never existed and recounting things that never happened. All the world's a stage, and the men and women, merely players. They have their entrances and their exits, and one man in his time plays many parts. William Shakespeare.
Chapter 1. Dublin, Ireland, January 1917. Peter. He felt it as much as heard it. The deafening pounding of stamping feet on the wooden floor of the Gaiety Theatre. The rapturous applause had never wavered in intensity as the entire cast took their second encore, and then got even louder and warmer as the other actors slipped back into the wings, leaving only Peter and the actor playing Macbeth standing side by side on stage, their arms held out to the audience. It was intoxicating, the waves of sheer love coming from the full house, the calls of admiration ringing down from the gods. He couldn't believe he'd actually pulled it off, playing a leading role at only 17 years of age. He'd been 7 when he'd first sneaked into the Abbey in the shadow of a lady's dress. He was small for his age, and she'd had so many hoops and such a large bustle, the doorman never spotted him scuttling past on his knees. It was the opening night of John Millington Synge's Playboy of the Western World, and there was all kind of commotion, because of a reference to Peggy Mike, the girl of the place, being in her nightie, which sent the ladies and gentlemen of the audience into a right spin altogether. Little Peter had watched enthralled, as the audience rioted and the Dublin Metropolitan Police had to be called. He sneaked into lots of shows after that, and though none of them were quite so eventful, he learned to love the theatre.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?